It's the Chiefs and Broncos meeting in the divisional round. Hello, I'm Phil Milani with Andrew Mason, telling you two players to watch out for with the Chiefs. And we'll start with the offensive side of the ball, Mace. Alex Smith, known as a game manager, but that's not really a bad thing.
Yeah, not with the weapons that Alex Smith has right now. You can see solid numbers, was a Pro Bowler a couple of years back. But what has helped the Chiefs' offense go to the next level in the last several weeks is the weapons they've had. You see right there, Sir Kendrick West making the big play against the Broncos. I know y'all want to forget about that. But some defensive breakdowns, yes, but the kind of play that he can make in the open field. They haven't missed Jamal Charles because West has done so well. And also, really, what that has done for their offense, it's played in Alex Smith's hands. He can, instead of going Jamal Charles left, Jamal Charles right, Jamal Charles in the screen game, Jamal Charles in the open, catching the pass in the flat, instead of that, he's dispersing the ball all around. Travis Kelce's making some plays. West is making some plays. Jeremy Maclin, over 1,000 yards this year, he's making some plays. You know, there's a lot of weapons there at Alex Smith's disposal, and the Chiefs' offense, I think, has been much more dangerous since Jamal Charles left with a torn ACL than it was before.
Yeah, Alex Smith, 20 touchdown passes this season, the second best of his career. And we all know how hot Kansas City was to finish out the regular season. And they were doing it without one of their best defensive players.
Yeah, Justin Houston, he was out for the last part of the regular season, but good to go for the postseason. So as a result, you see 7.5 sacks. That doesn't really reflect his value because he missed 5 games. That 7.5 happened in 11 games this year. He's the man that makes the Chiefs pass rush go. Although what was interesting is that the Chiefs actually had a higher sack rate without him in the last 5 games than with him. And that's why the postseason Chiefs pass rush is going to be so interesting. They get Houston back, but they also found that Dee Ford, their first round pick from a couple of years ago, can make some plays. And Tom Bahali, he's solid, although he's battled injuries in recent weeks as well. So it all starts with Justin Houston. He's going to make a lot of plays. You can see the kind of trouble he caused for the Broncos. Again, you probably want to forget about that, but there it is. But at the same time, it's not just about him, and if you focus too much on Justin Houston, you might get beat by Holly or Dee Ford.
Yeah, the Chiefs defense stacked all across the board as the Broncos and Chiefs will meet for the third time this season. Okay, that's been two players to watch for from the Chiefs. For Andrew Mason, I'm Phil Milani.